Attorney Chris Klotz represents Jason Uphaus, who last month was part of the Black Lives Matter protest at the bridge. On June 7th, an SUV, later found to be driven by Nathan Matus, drove into the crowd, forcing Uphaus onto the hood.
Hey! They're trying to injure people! They're injuring people! They're injuring people!
Just because you don't want somebody in the road in front of you and you're on the road does not give you the right to run somebody over because you're frustrated or angry.
Uphaus was able to get off the vehicle in Gulf Breeze. Pensacola police later arrested and charged him with two misdemeanors, criminal mischief and disorderly conduct. Klotz contends using stand your ground in this case is justified.
Mr. Uphaus felt threatened by the gentleman who disregarded the police officer who was telling the driver to turn around and make a U-turn and instead made a decision to disregard the police officer's directions and sped at a standing crowd of people in the street. Florida law is pretty clear that somebody using a vehicle in an aggressive manner that could cause injury or death is considered a deadly weapon.
With a defense motion to dismiss the charges now filed in Escambia County Court, it appears there could be a longer than usual waiting period. No judge has been assigned the cases yet because of a vacancy on the bench in that court. An appointment is expected to be made in the coming months. One obstacle to be overcome by the defense is that there's no direct precedent on which to base a stand-your-ground argument. Claude says they're exploring indirect legal history.
There are many cases where people have been attempted to be assaulted by a car and deadly force has been used to prevent injury to the person who's been threatened, but I have not found situations where non-lethal force is being used to stop essentially a deadly weapon vehicle, and then the person ended up getting charged with a crime because of it.
Klotz adds that he's also not aware of any similar incident nationwide where a protester faces charges similar to those against Uphaus.
In fairness, there are some small number of cases throughout the country where demonstrators have aggressively come towards a car, and actually the protesters have engaged a car, and then those people in the car have attempted to move away, and those people who were in the car at that point would have a self-defense argument.
According to a Pensacola police report, Matus was driving at a slow enough speed where Uphaus could have gotten off the vehicle. Uphaus claims the SUV reached 50 miles an hour at one point.
His injuries were minor. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I believe that he's recovered at this point. I'm not 100% sure about that. But the bodily injury to Mr. Uphaus is not really an element of the case at this point.
Bottom line, reiterates attorney Chris Klotz, is that he likes their chances if and when the case goes to trial.
There's people who are frustrated and angry for whatever reason and are making a decision to hit people with a deadly weapon, a car. And it's just not acceptable. And fortunately, you know, Florida has very strong self-defense laws. And, you know, I hope that we're going to end up prevailing on this issue. I think it's pretty clear cut.
A call out to the driver, Nathan Matus, for comment has not been returned. He was not charged in the case. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.